it. Itself. It took the truma ready from the lishkas hagozis, like Rashi says. Im kishabo ledin kva nitmura truma asher torma malishcha gimu kufayis. That's 3 different times it took off the lishcha. His son nishboyim legizborim. His shliach has to swear to the gizbor. The watch loy poshabim. They were not at fault.
Because really the shluchim like they're the balidvorim now. Because the people, the Bnei Yir, they're potter already, like we'll soon see later. As soon as they took off the truma already, so then the Bali Yir are potter. So therefore the Shliach has to swear to the Gizbar that it was not his fault why it was stolen or was it lost. But Vim Lab, let's say the Bezdin, they did not take off the truma yet. So then, if it was lost now, so the Bnei Yir has to send a second time the Shkolim. So therefore Nishboin Lo Bnei Yir, the Shliach has to swear to the people of the city that what they were not Peshaya. And therefore, Bnei'ir, Shoklin Achreim Tachtayim, then the Bnei'ir, they have to bring another set of Shkolim instead of the first pair, the first Shkolim. Now, what's going to be the Locha Nimtzu? Let's say they found the ones that were lost. They found the first Shkolim. Oishach Zirum Haganovim, or else in the case where it was stolen, and the Ganav returned it now. So the Locha is Elu V'Elu Shkolim. Both the first and the second have a Locha of a Shekel. Hein, V'Ein Oilim Lohem L'Shana Abo, they cannot use the second Shekel like for the next year. But both of them are used only for this year. So the question here is, here we see Lechur, this Shomer. He's the Shomer on the Shkolim, which is Hegdish. And so we see he has to swear. So he's Churi Sinan like HaMishnah. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Hocha B'Noise, Socher Askinan. Here we're talking about that the Bnei Yir are paying the Shliach. He's a paid Shliach. So if it's a question, does he receive his pay or not? That's why he has to swear. He's not swearing out of Din Shomer. He's swearing to receive his pay. So therefore, the nishboyim lito scharon, he's swearing out to receive his schar. That's where he could swear like the shliach went to the bnei yir. That's the Gemara's question. If so, what does it say nishboyim legizborim? Do you have to swear to the gizbor lebnei yir mi boyle? It should have said you have to swear to the people in the city, because since it's a question do they have to pay him his pay or not, so you should have to swear to them that it wasn't his fault why it was lost. So my rabbi says true that nishboyim lebnei yir, that the shliach has to swear to the people of the city in order that to tell them he was not at fault, therefore he still receives, he still deserves his pay. But the ma'amid gizborim, he has to swear in front of the gizborim. In order that the gizbor should not be choshed, should not like say that the shliach is playing a trick here. He's keeping the money for himself. But really the shvua is to the bnei yir. That's why he has to swear, not to the gizbar. Vinami, or else, kihechad lo likru lohu poishim. In order that the gizbar should not call them the shliach of poishim, or call the whole city poishim. That's why he has to swear to them in front of the gizbar. But really, the shvu is to the bnei yir. Fred Gemara, but for hanignavu oishavdu ketani. It says here the question is, it was stolen or it was lost. Now, v'shayim asachar, this shliach now, if you tell him now, he was a paid, and it's a question if he gets his pay or not, he's a shayim asachar. If so, b'gneve v'avedich yuvi mechayve, a shayim asachar is chayve gneve v'aveda. So, for sure, he does not have a right to receive his pay. The people in the city do not have to pay him. If he's chayve gneve v'aveda, of course, they do not have to pay him. So, how could you say it's a question you have to swear to b'nei here to receive their pay? Since it was nignevo, avada don't receive it. Admor says, "V'ochinami nihi d'shlumei ulei mishalmei." True, maybe they don't have to pay, because the halacha of hegdish, the hegdish of shem asacher is potter from paying. But agrayu mi lifsid, that of course they should lose out on their pay. They don't deserve to receive pay either. So that can't be pshat over here. Some rabbi says, "No, the pshat is true that it's a shem asacher." I ask me a shem asacher is chayim v'gnevi v'aveda. However, we're talking about anoinis. Nignavu, you know what type of stolen it means here? Belistim mezuyin, by armed robbers. Ovdu, you know what it means, it was lost? Shetovu svinasa b'yam, that the ship drowned. That's what we're talking about over here. So therefore it's good that the Shema Socha, the question he swears is to the Bnei Yir, in order to receive his pay. And it's talking about now, anoinis happened, therefore Shema Socha still receives his pay. Rabbi Yechanan says, Hamani Rabbi Shimoni, I tell you this bright goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Yama that says Namishna Kodashim Shechai Bachyusin. In the case that you're a shomer on Kodashim, that Yechai Bachyusin, if it gets lost, you have to buy another one. Yeshla Maino, then there is a Pasha Vinor on it. And Vinishboin Aleim, you have to swear on it. So if we were talking about the Shkolim, there's Nachrayis on it. Since there's Nachrayis on it, they're still called like the Bailim, therefore the Shemer has to swear. So Mor says, Hotainach, this is good, Acheloi Nitrumo HaTruma. That's only good before the Bezdin took off the Truma Saleshcha, the Truma from the Shkolim. But Misha Nitrumo, if the case of the Shlich happened after the Bezdin, and took off the Truma, HaTruma Kodeshim Sheinoi Chayibach Yusaninu. If so, once the Bezdin took off the Truma, now the Shkolim now is called like Shein Lehem Achrayis. Why the Tanya we learned? Tormim Al Ovid V'Al HaGovui V'Al Osed Ligvois. That you have a right to make Truma, when the Bezdin takes off Truma, take off even on the lost ones, even the ones that was collected already, or else the one that plans to be collected. But I call upon him to see the Shkolim that was already collected already, so now when they take off Truma, it's Chadad Din Truma. That they're not Chai Bachriuson, you do not have to bring another shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So here you see here we're talking about it, they're not Chai Bachriuson. So still we're back to the Kasha, why does the Shrem have to swear then? Our Mishnah says, on Hegdish, you don't have to swear. So the answer is true, El Omer Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer says like this, the pshat from this bracer is, Shavuazu Takonas Chachomim hi. This is only Midirabonim that you have to swear. It's a special Takonas Chachomim. Shalo Yehei bin Ayodim Mizalzlim Begdeshis. That people should not be Mizalzlim Begdesh. Mikra din the pot that don't have to swear altogether Midiraisa. It's only Midirabonim though that we want them to swear in order that people should not be Mizalzlim on Hegdish. Now, as the people should not be Mizalzlim on the Shemir of Hegdish, they should do a good job watching Hegdish. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding that nun ches amralus in the middle of the Gemara. Said about two dots. Noi say socha eini mishalim. The Mishnah says if you get paid to watch and something happens, you don't have to pay for it. Noi say socha is potter on kaka, on shtoros, on avodim, and on hegdish. Romi le Rav Yosef b'achom ala Rabba. So Rav Yosef b'achom asked the question to Rabba. So now we learn like this. Noi say socha eini mishalim. That a nice asser, if you get paid for watching, and then something happens to it, Al Mishnah says, you don't have to pay for it. Like a Shem HaSachar is potter if he's watching Hegdish. Or Amin will have a question on this. Says Alocho, HaShoim HaSachar Es HaPoyol, Lishmar Es HaPora. They hired a workman to watch the Pora Duma. They have a Pora Duma, they want to make sure it doesn't become potter. We know the Alocho is if somebody does work with the Pora Duma, it becomes potter. If an oil, if a yoke, goes on top of the Pora Duma, it becomes posel. So the Bezdin for the Beis Mikdash hired a worker to watch the Pora. Or else Lishmar Es HaTinuk, or else to watch the kids. That by the Pora Duma, when they slept the water, there was a special kula they did, Lafuke Midas HaTzdukim, that they held their Tful Yoim is posel to work with the Pora Duma. And the Alochor is a Tful Yoim, somebody that was Tomei and went to the mikveh that day, is allowed to work with the Pora Duma. So Rabbona made a takona that somebody should become Tomei and then go to the mikveh, and he should work with the Pora Duma to show the Tzdukim they're wrong. But since the Rabbona made this type of a kula, they also made tremendous chumris on the Pora that we should be careful not to do anything wrong. So one of the chumris were that they only made Tinoikis take care of it, that were never Mekabal Tumor at all. Or Gansa Maisa there in the Gemara and Yuma. Exactly how they had the mothers came when they gave birth there. Kids that used to watch the kids, they should not become Tomei. Yeah, Lishmar Es HaTinuk, or else Lishmar Es HaZroyim. If the Bezdin hired somebody to watch the Zroyim, that they should be used. So Rashi learns, or Sodom of Akeres Uzruya Leoimer Koidma Pesach, Shivim Yoim. They used to plant like the barley 70 days before the Yoimer, or the wheat. Kedi Amrinon Yibim Nochus. No, this is the barley. Inami Ros Beshriya Svichim Leoimer Oshte Lechem. They gave to the Yoimer Oshte Lechem. Kids, they had to watch the wheat of the barley, they had to watch. So the Bezdin hired somebody to watch it, that it should be fitting to be used for the Shtei Alechem. So the locher is a noisten lois char Shabbos. If you pay him by the day, you're not allowed to pay him for Shabbos. When he works on Shabbos, you can't pay him. He's a Jew. You're not allowed to pay a Jew for working on Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, ain achrayah Shabbos alov. If something happens on Shabbos, he's not chayah for it. The Shomer is not chayah. Since he doesn't get paid that day, he's not chayah if anything happens for it. Let's say you pay them by the whole week, so then you're allowed to pay him for Shabbos. But have law, they give him one check for the whole week, then it's okay. Real Schir Chodesh, you pay him one check for the whole month. Real Schir Shoni, you pay him once for the whole year. Real Schir Shavu, you pay him once for all seven, the whole Shemitah. Noistin lo ischar Shabbos. Then he does get paid for the work that he does on Shabbos. And Pshita, we're talking about work that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Like here, he's watching the Pora Duma.
even though he's doing work that's mutter, but he's not allowed to get paid for it on Shabbos. So the way to pay him is the havlo. You give him one check for the week, for the month, for the year, then it's okay. Lefikach, this is the story, therefore, achray Shabbos alav. Therefore, the shomer has to watch it even on Shabbos. And if something happens to it, he's chayiv. So my love doesn't mean to say l'shalim, that if something happens to the poraduma, or something happens to the tinnik, or something happens to the zroyim, the shomer is going to have to pay for it. So even though here is the shomer socha for hegdish, the chur is getting paid by hegdish over here, you see the shomer socha is chayiv if something goes wrong with it. So of course, not like our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Lloyd, it's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you, lahafsitz choroi. Here the question is, does the shomer socha get his pay or not? That's what we're saying. If something went wrong, then the bezdin, the hegdish, doesn't pay him. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Reisha, the turn of the Reisha that says, Ein Achrayi Shabbos Alov. Then what? If you don't pay him for Shabbos, then it's not his Achrayi on Shabbos. So Hochi Naimi, they also, you want to tell me, to Lahasit Choroi, that we don't pay him? Like, why not? You're telling me we don't pay him for Shabbos. Like, the Reisha is, the person is hired, he's getting paid day by day. So then you're not allowed to pay him for Shabbos. So if it says, if something went wrong on Shabbos, he doesn't lose out. Now, if the whole thing is losing out means his pay, Kshiti doesn't lose out his pay. There's no pay for him to get on Shabbos. Vokatoni, you learned, Ein Noistim Lo Yischa Shabbos. We don't pay him the Yischa Shabbos. Sishtik, he kept quiet. He didn't have a good answer. Hetirat Samashma, even though he's a Shema Sacher of Hegdish, Hegdish is the one that's paying this person to watch the Paraduma. Still, if the Shemer, something happens, the Shema Sacher is Chayiv. Sechuri, you see, not like our Mishnah. So Amalei said back to him, Midi Shmilech Abho, did you hear anything about this Brisa? Amalei said yes, he answered him back, Hochi Yomer Rav Sheshes. This is the way Rav Sheshes said. The pshat from this Brisa is, Bishekonu mi yodoi. We're talking about that the person made a special kinyan. True, a regular Shemes Sachar of Hegdish does not have to pay if it gets stolen or something happens to it. But over here we're talking about that the Shemer made a kinyan on it. Shekonu mi yodoi, made up his own special tenoim, his own special conditions. That Hegdish made up with him, and Hegdish made up with him, that if something happens to the Paraduma, it's your Achrayis, you're going to have to pay for it. But regular Shrei Masacha Taker is Potter. We have Psukim before, there's no Pasha Shrei Masacha by Hegdish. But over here, it's not a regular Shrei Masacha, it's a new Svara, Vishakonu Miyodoi, that they made up these special conditions. The Chenom Reb Yechim, Yechim also said like this, Vishakonu Miyodoi. We're talking about that they made up these special conditions, that they made a special Kinyan here, therefore, if something goes wrong, he's Chayiv. But it's not midinei shemesach. Then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon Aimer Kodesh.